What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let's go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, former general manager in Major League Baseball and good friend of mine, Jim Duquette, who is the GM of the O's and the Mets, now works over at MLB Network Radio. Just did some radio with him very recently. Duke, I did not think we'd be talking today about the Nats firing Mike Rizzo, but here we are. How are you, sir?
I did not expect this either, Grant. I am doing fine. Danny, good to be with you. But yeah, this is, we didn't even come close to this topic when you and I were together last about a week ago because we didn't think this would happen. So yeah, a little surprising.
Yeah, we touched on Davey Martinez. That felt imminent, but this one is very different. Right. So there's a lot of different ways to go here, but let me just get your assessment as a guy who's been in that chair, who's been, frankly, Rizzo was a high-ranking front office guy even when you were a GM. So you've been on the phone and worked with him. Like, what is your take on what he was as an executive at his peak and maybe right now at this point as a GM, what caliber of leader and front office exec he is?
Well, I think, you know, there's no denying his evaluation skills and the results that he's had. And when you look at, you know, the period leading up to the World Series and in the World Series itself, I mean, those his track record was one of the best in the sport. For that period of time, 5-6 years leading, you know, and including 2019, I mean, and to get a World Series title, those don't happen, as you know, they don't happen very often. So, you know, he was one of the best, I would say the best general managers and had one of the most successful track records. Obviously since then, it hasn't been nearly as good. And a lot of times, you know, when you do have that type of success and then you go through a rebuild and you're running a lower payroll, you know, comparatively to those years, you know, the industry feels it's more more ownership related to the, you know, the maybe the lack of spending than it is, you know, being, let's say, you know, general manager that's made more mistakes or maybe not keeping up with the analytics, which is something that I think, you know, throughout the industry is clear. You know, there's an analytics side, obviously, and then there's the old school side when it comes to evaluations. And Mike, you know, obviously was geared way more towards that side. Nationals were more probably the closest to old school in the sport, maybe them in Colorado. And consequently, you know, you've seen those two teams really struggle on the field at the major league level over the past 5 years.
So same question here, Jim, but for the learners, kind of your impression of them. I think there's a pre-2019 conversation and kind of a post Ted Lerner's passing conversation.
Yeah. I think, from that side of it, again, it had, you know, they looked like they were engaged, involved with the major league team. You saw that there was a big presence. You know, and they seem to relish and bask in the success of the team. And then as the team has kind of gone south, you haven't seen as much of them. Now you do see them and did see them in spring training, but it didn't seem like they had as much of a presence here recently. And they seemed to, I don't know if passive was the right word, you know, because behind the scenes, we don't know exactly what's going on. But certainly there was the feeling that it was more difficult to navigate with the group post death of you know, Mr. Lerner, with, let's say, a number of different, I don't know if factions are the right word, but certainly, you know, when you're dealing with a group versus one or two people, it's way more difficult to run a franchise. I can tell you that happened to me quite a bit when it came to, you know, my dealings with the Orioles and the Mets, for that matter. Just, you know, the more people you had to deal with, the much more difficult aspect there was of getting decisions made.
Jim Duquette is with us here on Grant and Danny, former big league GM, now talk shop over at MLB Network Radio. So then let's dive in on some of the issues they've had in the draft and player development. This has been written about quite a bit. Ken right. Rosenthal nationally, Barry Sfaluga locally. And this is years of this where people have taken them to task, and it finally seems to have caught up to them. You know, why do you think they've struggled so much drafting and developing talent?
Well, so I don't separate the two. They are together. They have to be together to be successful. So because what ends up happening is one department, you know, drafts and says, hey, that guy was a big leaguer when we drafted him, and player development says he was a lousy player when we got him, you know, when things aren't going well. They have to work in tandem. So there's been a breakdown on both sides of things. Let's just take the evaluation side. If they thought Elijah Green was a good draft, and you go back to that year, 22, or if you go back to, you could go back to 19 or 18, some of those drafts that were really, really short on talent. I don't care what kind of player development system you have. If they can't play, you can't make, you know, we had a saying, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken, garbage, I'll call it, you know. And so, like, it starts with the evaluation and being correct on that. Elijah Green was not a good draft. He was a high strikeout guy. That was one of those guys, you know, from player development, that was going to be a really difficult task for them to develop him into a major league hitter. He certainly has major league power, but major league hitter and cutting down on strikeouts, that just doesn't happen very often. And then when it does, it takes a while. So I think that there's a lot of blame to be put on the scouting side, and they made some changes to that. And the player development side, which I'm not as familiar if they made changes.
The guy running it now. Eddie Longos, is in, I think, year two doing it, just like their draft guys.
So you know, at least they've identified it. I would say this, they definitely got to it a little slower on the scouting side. It sounds like the same thing on the player development side. They should have been able to make changes sooner. And in fairness, when you draft guys, you need at least 2 or 3 years before you can really get a sense of what kind of player they're going to be. So, you know, that kind of, you know, if you look at the, let's see, 18, right, the best guy that got out of that draft was, I think, Jake Irvin in the fourth round. Like, you probably didn't know that until 21, and you had COVID, which was a disaster. So, you know, anyway, the point on that is, you know, they did make some changes on that. And, you know, consequently, it wouldn't be fair to evaluate this new group. Danny Haas has got a great reputation in the scouting circles. But, you know, we're not going to know really for a couple years how his drafts really turn out.
Jim Duquette with us here on Grant and Danny. So by way of analogy, so when I was in sixth grade, I made a deal with my parents. For every A, I got like $10. For every B, I got $5. For every C, I got nothing. For every D, or worse, I got in trouble. And so when I came home and had some D's on the report card, I got in trouble. There was a clear standard and a metric that I was being judged by, right?
Right.
I wonder what that is when applied here. And that's my fundamental question is, from ownership, was it a certain number of games under 500? Was it a certain number of draft picks that you missed? Or I just wonder, from an unengaged ownership group, to come off the mountaintop for the first time in a long time and say, this is unacceptable. It's like, oh, man, okay, well, maybe, but what were we judging against? And that's kind of my fundamental question here.
No, that's fair. I think that, you know, maybe they had that conversation. You know, ownership hasn't made themselves available. I don't know if they will or not. But, you know, that is a fair question, that when you're in the front office, that's all you wanted to be evaluated on. Give me what your standard is. What's your evaluation? Is it wins and losses at the end of the day? I always felt that was, you know, I mean, we've seen in any sport. You know, the you are what your record says you are, right? So if you've been bottom two or three over the last few years, that's what you've been. I don't care. You can paint these great pictures of your farm system, which they don't have. But even if they did, your one loss record on the field is what matters. So I would guess that they'll fall back on something like that. You know, the one thing I was wondering too was, you know, listen, I could have seen maybe Davey Martinez, being let go. What I didn't know was, you know, were they trying to get Mike Rizzo to make a change there? And he said, listen, I don't think that's the answer. I think it's, payroll driven. You didn't give me enough money, whatever it might be. And they said, well, we want you to make a change. If you're not going to make a change, you're both gone. Like, I don't know that, you know, but that has happened in the past with other organizations as well. So, we'll hear, I'm sure, some more of those details at some point.
Yeah, for what it's worth, I was told that that's not how it went. That basically they went to both of them and said, you're done. But
right.
We don't know if that's true or not. That's just, you know, what I was told as to how it went down. Jim Duquette, sure. Former GM in the big leagues with us, giving us great insight here on Grant and Danny. So I want to bounce some names off of you and just pick your brain on some of the guys that could be interviewed for this thing moving forward. First, do you know much about Mike DiBartolo, who they're going to turn to here, who's been in this front office for a while as Mike Rizzo's assistant?
I just know he's more of an analytics-driven guy, right? And that's about all I know, other than, you know, being obviously, you know, in the organization for a while. And that, you know, that happened to me when I was with the Mets. You know, when a transition happens, you know the organization well, you know the infrastructure really well, you know a lot of times, you know, the, you can look at that from afar in two ways, right? You can say, well, he was a part of the problem. Or, you know, this is how I was when I was with the Mets. I knew where we were weak, where we had to make some changes right away. And so my plan when I interviewed with ownership on that was, you know, here's where we're deficient in these areas. And that was helpful to get us through a certain period of time. So, you know, there's good and bad with hiring from within.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No doubt. He'll have a chance to show himself well. And it's a great opportunity because he and sure. Some of the other guys in that front office just... they haven't gotten a lot of fanfare and have done a lot of hard work behind the scenes for a long time. We had Jeff Passan on earlier today, and he said if he was the Learners, he would do everything he could to go get Eric Neander with the Rays in some turmoil, ownership, ballpark-wise, whatever else is going on. Neander, of course, for people that don't know, is one of the most beloved front office execs in all of baseball and, you know, turns a very little amount of money into a lot of wins every year with the Rays as a small market executive. I ask you... is that reality? I mean, to me, I can't do a cartwheel. You know that, Duke, but I would do my best to try if they could get Neander. I mean, would he leave there? Is that a thing, do you think, that they could even be a legitimate player to land him?
Well, so the only way that I think I could see he would even consider that is if he was able to get permission from his owner. And the hard part on that is that team is for sale. And if you're the prospective owner that's in that, and there's some local ownership, a guy out of Jacksonville that is, looking to buy. Actually, they have a letter of intent to buy it. They are way more valuable with him running it than not. And, he'd have to get permission from that new group. And it's not likely that new group would let him leave. So even if he wanted to, it would be hard to do.
He's already listed as a president. It's not like he would just go GM to president. If you're already a president, is it like football where you need a bigger title or no?
Well, there isn't really you could try to bring him in as the president of the organization. I think what Eric would have to do would be to go to the new ownership group and say, listen, you're coming in here, new ownership. You want your own leadership. This is a time for you to start fresh. Allow me to go interview with a couple of organizations I have interest in. He would have to push it from his end. And I think if that was the case, then you wouldn't have to worry about that upward mobility, rule that Major League Baseball has.
So, Jim, just along this process, along the road, while they're losing 11 straight, getting swept by Colorado and knocked around, the season's kind of going off the rails, one of the stunning things to me, which led a lot of people from outside looking in, to sort of go, there must have been some kind of ultimatum. And I know Grant has heard to the contrary, but I can't believe nothing was switched. Like, you don't switch out the third base coach, the guy that throws BP, the guy that rolls the tarp out, the guy that is putting the home plate box in, the concessions. Like, no changes at all, top to bottom, are made, which says to me in some way, and I just want your comment on this, that this is almost like these two guys giving the one finger salute to ownership, going, if somebody moves on, or we move on from somebody, it makes it look like it's their fault. This is your fault. Fire me if you want to. That's kind of what it looks like from the outside.
Right. So, if you go and look at what happened with the Texas Rangers, who had expectations of winning, right? They went and they got rid of their hitting coach. Mm-hmm. And other teams have done some similar type of moves. And that was kind of my point on this with Rizzo and Davey. And, Grant said what he said. And, hey, I'm not going to doubt that. I just have seen this enough where it's like, well, wait a minute. The whole Davey Martinez protecting his coaches, conversation that took place, and that was botched at the time. But there had to have been conversation going on internally about, hey, do you make changes with one or two or a couple of your coaches and swap out a couple other guys? That to me would have been a step in, at least one step, and they didn't do it. And all I can imagine is not only was Davey fighting for it, but I'm sure Mike was too.
Two other names, Thad Levine. What kind of GM candidate and or GM is he? He's actually got ties to the area. He's from Alexandria, I think.
Right. He has ties to the area. He would be very good. He's had excellent training in his career. He's come from Colorado, and he was in Texas with some successful teams there. And he obviously was with Minnesota most recently. He's never been the guy that, he's been GM, but he was under president of baseball operations. He was an assistant GM in Texas under John Daniels, who was successful. He's never been like that president of baseball operations. He's had a couple of opportunities to interview for other jobs where he's declined it because he liked the situation. He's a very loyal guy. He's a very capable guy. He's had good training. He would be an excellent, candidate if you're looking at, top four or five guys, and you could talk to him now, which is also an advantage because he's out of a job at the moment. You can get an assessment. I would expect he would get an interview before anyone else gets asked for permission, because it's a free look, it's a free listen, right? You go call them up. Hey, we'd love you to come in and analyze our organization. Tell us what you think. Give us your pros and cons. Like, that's a no-brainer, and he should get an interview, and I think he'd be a good candidate.
Give me some other names that you like, either, and maybe these are like guys that are just sous chefs right now that you think eventually would make good GMs, or second, iteration guys who have already been a GM.
Well, I think from, a couple of, the hard part on this aspect is every organization these days – let's take Brandon Gomes, who I think would be very good, who is the GM in L.A. under Andrew Friedman, right? If you named him the president of baseball operations, which would be, you know, the right thing, or Carter Hawkins, who's GM with the Cubs, who's under Jed Hoyer. You know, those guys, you know, are I think, ready to be, you know, presidents of baseball operations. There are a ton of organizations that have just different layers of executives, and getting permission is really, really difficult. But I think you could, for that title of, you know, the POBO title, right, this, president of baseball operations, I think you could get, you know, one of those two guys would absolutely, or I think both would have interest, and I think they would be excellent candidates. So I think those, I would start there. I'd also, and I don't think you can get him, but, you know, Theo Epstein's name comes up every once in a while. He's part of an ownership group now with the Red Sox. You would have to, I think, give a small percentage ownership stake in the team, which I can't see them doing, but he's a guy that I would certainly keep an eye on and see if he would have interest as well.
Jim, awesome with us as always, man. Really appreciate you joining.
Anytime, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, really good info there from Jim Duquette, MLB Network Radio, who's a former big league general manager.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.